You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The number of suicide attempt and threat-related calls has increased by 50% over the past 5 years. Many feel police are ill-equipped to be dealing with these situations, but extra training will do little to help. I spoke with Sean Robinson from the Mental Health Foundation about the rise in suicide-related call-outs and why this is a worrying trend. I began by asking him what he feels is behind the rise.
Well, I think it's an indication that there are so many holes in the emergency response services for relating to mental health issues and suicide-related issues. So the police are kind of the service of last resort, and when there are, you know, so many gaps and so many uneven responses across the country at different times of the day or times of the week, then inevitably the police have had to take on more and more and more of the response.
So they're having to fill a gap that's sort of left by the underfunding of mental health services?
Basically the underfunding and the kind of overload, yep.
And are police capable or equipped to be dealing with situations like this?
Well, they're not a mental health or a suicide prevention service. So, you know, the police will always have a role to play. They are a sort of crisis response, emergency response, part of the emergency response services. But no, they're not trained to be mental health professionals or suicide prevention professionals. So they need a lot of support, and the people, particularly the people, the families, the whānau that are in crisis, you know, they need a much different response than the police are equipped to provide.
So what sort of thing is needed?
Well, we need a pretty significant revamp of our responses. I mean, for a start, we need to be getting in much earlier to prevent the causes of suicide, and some of that goes right back to things like addressing child poverty and family violence, but it also includes equipping people in schools, people in families and communities with understandings of how to identify people when they're going through tough times and how to support them. So, you know, having the community really being the first line of support. But, you know, when it comes to real crisis, then, you know, there are models where we need sort of crisis teams to be able to respond to risk situations, and they need to be really well informed by people who have had lived experience. There are good examples where people who have been through mental, you know, health crises themselves or suicide, feeling suicidal, you know, have a lot of insight and are able to kind of talk to people in a language that they're really going to understand when they're going through tough times. We need those services to be appropriate to the different sorts of people that are experiencing these issues. So, you know, a very large burden of suicidality falls on Māori and Pacific people, young people, men, you know, so we need to make sure that the responses are going to be services that young people, Māori, young Māori, un-Pacific, you know, are going to actually want to engage with and see as helpful, are going to kind of reflect them when they're being responded to, and that the people that you know are called out in times of emergency, you know, have some knowledge and expertise in how to deal with that. I mean, police are fundamentally trained to deal with crime and law and order, you know, it's a bit unfair on them to expect them to be able to deal with every crisis, particularly mental health related issues, without the support of properly resourced mental health services.
So do you feel police, until these kind of services can be filled eventually, need more training in areas regarding mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there's been some attempt to do that, but, you know, given the current situation and given the fact that the police will certainly play an ongoing role in responding to mental health issues. I think that's absolutely imperative that they have a good understanding of those issues and how to de-escalate situations that are being driven by mental health concerns. So yeah, there's a huge amount to do. I feel some compassion for frontline police staff because, you know, they are at the real difficult end of often where they're having to deal with these situations, having to deal with distraught people, families, whānau, with not enough support. But, you know, ultimately, the people that we must be most concerned about are the people that are vulnerable to losing their life to suicide and vulnerable families, you know, who are going to be affected by that. So there's a lot that we need to do. We're really hoping advocating that from the current inquiry into mental health, that gives some very strong direction around a strategy for responding to suicide in New Zealand and suicide prevention. We don't have a current strategy. There is no current plan, and we desperately need one because responding to issues of suicide prevention is actually something that no one agency, organisation, service or part of the community can do on its own. It's something that requires input from everybody. So it's pretty unfair that the police are left to have to sort of pick up the slack.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.